The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Like us, we're quite needy, and comment on everything we post on Facebook. Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire. Now get off Facebook and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Checking out Craig Peter's Facebook page right now. It says, listen to Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
They made me do that.
No, he didn't.
They made me do that.
No, he didn't.
In Colleen's fact, take it down. Delete that tweet right now.
Okay.
No, I wasn't the tweet. That was a Facebook post, yeah. Craig is at the Funny Bone feature act this weekend for Jessie Mae Peluso, the headliner. She'll be here. She'll be at the Bone tonight, right?
But
she'll be on the show with us tomorrow, and also your MC this weekend is.
I'm going to bring somebody cute in tomorrow for a change.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
To counter the other guy.
Mm-hmm. I know.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com.
Well, and quite Rob Little last week.
Thank you very much.
And then Craig is heading down to see the eclipse in your hometown of Missouri on Monday,
there
right?
I am.
All right. Todd's driving about an hour and a half south here to see the eclipse. I might go to the Funny Bone.
Sit on the patio.
And watch the 98%.
Literally.
Yeah, exactly. And Craig in the house. Cheer us up. We're reading Trump's tweets off the air, and he's Craig.
Stop that.
No. Craig was reading them.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, don't yell at me.
Was he reading them out loud?
No. Well, yeah, we all were.
You could hear through his
head. Oh, yeah.
But I do them with a British accent.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. We exploded, but go ahead.
All right.
If you want to laugh, by the way, there's a guy getting hit in the balls with a baseball on our social media. Check it out. That's always funny.
On this date in 1969,
yes,
Woodstock ended.
Oh, yeah, okay. It was.
Pete Townsend shoved Abby Hoffman off the stage when Hoffman tried to make a political speech in the middle of the Who's set on this last day of Woodstock.
Hey, another chance for British action here. What'd Pete Townsend tell Abby Hoffman?
You're going to have to remove yourself from our stage.
I'm sorry. That doesn't sound like Pete Townsend
at
all.
No, it doesn't. No. It doesn't.
I don't know. I got to work on it.
Yeah, you do. Work on your Pete Townsend today.
It's my dialect, I think.
And do you know who was the highest paid act at Woodstock?
Oh, I've heard this. Oh. And I should know this. But I'm not going to sit here and run them off the
just
top.
Just because it's you?
The Stones weren't there.
The Stones were not at Woodstock.
They were not there.
No, they were not at Woodstock.
They waited for Altamont three months later.
That's right.
That ended well.
It was Jimi Hendrix.
Hendrix was. Got it.
It was
okay.
Hendrix.
Right. National Anthem. My favorite part about the Woodstock scene is, I understand you're young, you can do this, but it was so delayed and so pushed back because of weather and logistics and bands getting there. You know, bands were going on at 4 a.m. What the hell? Can you imagine that? Now,
no.
Granted, you're awake. You're not awake. No,
though.
You're not. Somebody's sleeping.
I mean, you're in a muddy sleeping bag.
Yeah, 600,000 people were there, and it was overcrowded by zillions. And I was wondering, what the hell? Turn it down. Well, let's just start in the morning. Can we start around 11 when we all wake up?
Yeah.
I know it's being pushed back, but the last band should not go on at 4 a.m.
But there's probably two.
I felt for the artists, too. What the hell are they doing, you know?
There's probably 100,000 people awake at any given
time.
Well,
there was. If you watch it, he's actually performing the National Anthem almost by sunrise. He comes on stage. And you're right. There are crowds sitting there like it's 2 p.m. But there had to be people in the woods passed out.
It was a party.
Yeah, you know.
I would like to see Hendrix open for the Monkees.
That would have been great.
Because
the Monkees loved Hendrix, and they took him on the road for that reason. And then they realized that their kids, the little girls watching the Monkees, were thinking, oh, my God, they're watching this freaky black man with a guitar. And, you know.
His guitar's upside down. And he's black.
That's right.
The Monkees and he's black.
And he's black. Well, they're saying that now.
But his guitar's upside down.
So we'll leave these tweets alone.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because he's just pimping statues to stay up. We love the South, and White power. He didn't say white
quite.
Power. No, he didn't say white power.
But all the other stuff.
All the other stuff's true, right?
Yeah. Sad to see the history and culture of our great country being ripped apart with the removal of our beautiful statues.
He said about 45 tweets this morning. A couple of them were against Lindsey Graham, hammering Lindsey Graham, slashing and burning everybody. He's just, he's going down with a ship, maybe.
Let's and then
hope.
The
we
classic,
can hope. Like Todd said, don't get our hopes up.
Yeah. How long have you been saying that?
The
no, you've been saying it too.
Right.
I hope he goes down with
argument
the ship.
About...
No, I
Washington
hope he does.
And Jefferson right. being next.
Craig yeah, Peters has a theory on
We've
this.
Been hoping
theory,
for Craig?
45.
I like Craig Peters' theories.
On what? On
Trump. Who? On Trump? 45, yeah.
Oh.
What's your
oh.
theory?
Well, I have the Freaky Friday theory.
Yes, what's that?
Which, you know, remember the movie Freaky Friday?
Yes, I do.
Where the adult mother and her young
yeah.
daughter
switch
personalities.
Switch personalities, yeah.
Also, a remake with Dudley Moore and...
Yes.
A couple of years later, mm-hmm. I think Judge Reinhold did it.
Judge Reinhold won, too.
Version
right.
with Fred Savage.
Fred Savage, yeah. Right, yeah.
Okay. You don't see that little Trump kid around much, do you?
How? You don't.
You don't.
Baron.
You don't.
Oh, wow.
When
you
is the last Baron sighting?
Exactly.
I think That's a theory switched. I can go with.
I think they switched.
Was there not a Jennifer Garner movie with kind of the same premise?
Yeah, yeah.
It's, 13
yeah,
it's going a, on 30, I think is
yeah.
what
yeah.
Was
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I think that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I think that's
right.
what we're
All right.
I think Freaky you, Friday.
You may have nailed it.
You do got time.
Freaky Friday.
But that doesn't explain the love of the white supremacists.
No, it doesn't. Kids wouldn't.
Unless that was ingrained in him early.
By the way, don't forget to pay your white power bill.
I know.
You don't want to have your whiteness shut down on
no.
you.
No, you don't.
Especially in the middle of
no, you
whatever.
Don't.
But.
They don't give you much grace period.
No. No.
They come and shut your white power down.
So pay your white bill.
Spotify has decided that white supremacist hate music is bad, and so they are now not going to play it anymore.
Well, you know it's bad because it's just bad.
Yeah.
I mean, because I've heard it before. You see these documentaries where they're playing in some barn, and it's some sort of hardcore punk that's with nothing. And I like some punk, but that's not punk. It's just it's not thrash. It's nothing. And then they just yell, you know, they yell N-bomb. They just yell. If you can't pick up the lyrics anyway, it's skinheads jumping up and down playing guitar. So it's just bad music. Let alone the racist. It's just bad music. So Spotify just got rid of all the racist bands?
Well, they've decided that they're not going to have any more white supremacy.
Could you imagine having to listen to that, though?
On their website like they have been since they started?
Yeah, exactly. Could you imagine having to listen?
Now,
listen
they're going to take it down.
What's he saying? I don't
know. Yesterday or last week, it was fine.
Right.
Last month, it was fine.
Right.
Why isn't it not okay now?
Maybe because people are looking for
why was it then okay.
I don't know.
It's well, not, we changed well, our sound, man.
Because there was a rally and somebody died.
Right. Yeah, that girl's death is huge right now. But you're right. I'm with you on that, Craig. But I just think it's just bad music. And I can't understand the lyrics anyway.
No.
And I think they yell white power a lot.
I'm with Tyler. Right. I feel sorry for the guy who had to listen to that.
Yes, there's that.
And try to hear.
Occasionally.
Because guitar riffs aren't racist. It's lyrics that are racist.
Right.
So I'm thinking, what are they yelling here? I'm going to go back and forth.
You
just listen. You listen for N-bombs or white power. I've never heard. I've seen documentaries. I have no idea what they're saying.
Thank you.
No idea what they're saying.
That's it.
Right. I think there's a documentary out there about white power punk, basically. That type of music. And you can't understand a word they're saying.
I think you have to slow
And by the way, there's never any hot chicks in these barns. It's all just shaved head dudes listening to horrible music, can't get laid. Never chicks.
And Take the Skinheads Bowling is, they're reaching out.
And that's a great song.
Yeah, they're reaching out to the skinheads.
That's a great song, Take the Skinheads Bowling.
Camper Van Beethoven.
It's a funny song, it really is.
Ric Flair.
He's in trouble, huh?
His fiancée, Wendy Barlow.
Or is he doing better?
No.
Says that Flair is now dealing with multiple organ problems. She did not specify exactly with what he has been diagnosed what caused the problems in the first place. No word if he is still in the medically induced coma.
Well, we only have so many organs, and most of them are bad. If they go bad, you're in trouble. So
right.
If you say multiple, you're, you know.
It's not looking good.
No.
I was under the impression the other day you said they took him out of the medically induced coma.
We assumed that he did.
For surgery.
That they did for the surgery. But he did undergo a surgical procedure, did not necessarily get pulled out of that medically induced coma.
Okay, man, that dude's not going to make his own 30-30. I'm sure he's seen it, but none of us have seen it yet.
He has seen it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he's seen it, but yeah.
And more importantly, he won't make it to the first of the year for Deadpool players.
Oh, that's right, Craig. Yeah, you're on the draft board big time.
Oh, he'd be a big pick.
He ain't going to make it until December 31st.
I want him to never die.
I know you do. Till January.
No, not even then. I want him to never die.
He's a great entertainer.
That's right.
You got to give him that. Great entertainer.
But if he's going to.
He was excellent. That's what we would have had to say.
I may as well have him.
That's what we would have had to say about you, by the way.
No, I know.
He's a great entertainer. Last summer when you're laying down when first, I mean, hate to tear you up here, but Colleen told us it was not good.
It wasn't.
No, I know, and I thought Craig Peters was going to die, and I thought we had to put your photo up next to Medicine
Hat. And he never made TV.
No, I know. Yeah. Well, you would have made our studio. We'd have put your face up there, by the way. But you'd rather be alive than be able to on the board, right?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, that is special.
Have you considered some of the photos that we might put up there of you?
Well, see, that's what I was going to say. Which photo are you going to use? Because
the Jay Medicine Hat photo is a great photo.
Available.
We only got three.
You are one of the most. You're one of the least photographed people on the planet.
You know, I'm not doing this promoting myself. I'm here to help.
You're here to make people laugh.
I'm here to make people laugh.
Right.
It's not for me.
No.
Not about me. It's about you.
Right. Thank you.
Come and look at me at the funny bone.
That's right.
You want to see what I look like?
Yeah,
look at me there.
Funny.
So another woman has come out with Gloria Allred to say that Roman Polanski sexually victimized her when she was 16 and in high school.
Is there a face palm with Polanski somewhere? When this came out, I saw this story. Like, oh, Jesus.
She did not go to law enforcement at the time, but did this year.
What year?
A long time
now,
ago.
Now, I realize he had a history of getting young girls in hot tubs, so I'm not going to defend him. I'm just saying that, geez, what can happen now? Nothing.
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
What's Gloria Allred want?
Polanski's attorney said, or told TMZ, I don't know what she's trying to do. I don't know what her point is. We don't know how credible this is. She hasn't been vetted. No police report filed. Why are they coming out and saying this sort of thing?
Yeah, we have an idea who she is. I get it, right? He's still not allowed in the United States anyway from the original thing, so.
Correct. Right.
Yep. He's never going to get
his
stuff
back.
Yeah,
he's suffering in Europe in Saint-Tropez right now.
Exactly. Exactly. You know? Right.
Well, he can only go to, what, three countries?
Yeah.
I mean, sure. The places that he gets to go in those three countries are exceedingly nice.
But think about it. We're talking to a lot of people that don't leave four blocks.
Yeah.
And so they don't care. This guy's a zillionaire living in France. He doesn't care. Yeah, like Colleen's right.
In my lifetime, I've been to three countries. And one of them was Canada.
Well, the U.S. is different because we're a much more a bigger place to go to than Polanski does over there. But the fact is,
right. He's
got a lot of money. He can live where he wants in that two countries.
We're not crying for him.
No, I'm not. And somebody's probably bitching. Can you imagine that? Well, we haven't left these blocks in 2 years. Bar's there. Church is there.
Yeah.
Work.
House is there.
Yeah. What do I need to go 4 miles north for?
Exactly.
An eclipse viewing?
Right. The totality of my ass. Yeah.
The eclipse can come here.
That's right.
Yeah, the totality of my ass.
Got no idea what that means.
Neither do I. I can hear somebody saying that.
Yes.
Easily.
First of all, I just like saying path of totality.
It's a fun word. A fun saying.
It is. And I enjoy just saying it.
And Todd and Craig Peters are going to both witness that. And a lot of our audience will, too. I mean, a lot of our audience actually lives in Beatrice. And they're sitting right there.
Right.
They can just look outside.
Craig
charges $500.
But he just wants to say it.
Right.
I don't mind being there.
Well, let's go.
Yeah, see, that's the issue.
Is it me?
No.
Yeah. I'm the issue?
No.
Okay.
No, it's the getting there.
Yeah. It's a Monday.
It's a Monday.
That's a tough day for anything.
It's the moon.
It's the sun.
It's the last one in your lifetime.
No. Well, maybe. Yeah,
they happen all the time.
Every 2 years somewhere in the world.
Sure. But the last one that's going to happen within a 50-mile radius of you.
Oh, yeah. In our lifetime.
Most certainly.
Yeah. Unless you move.
Now, totality lasts 2 minutes and...
2 minutes.
40 seconds, maybe.
2 minutes and 40 seconds. I can do it.
All right.
I can do it.
2 minutes and 40 seconds.
You can be bored in 2 minutes. Will you look at your phone a minute into that?
No.
Somebody will.
No, I'm not.
Somebody will.
Do you think you would stare at it for 2 full minutes?
No, I'm not going to stare at it for that long. No. I can still do.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, but it's just going to be dark. I don't know. Sip a Bloody Mary.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with Colleen.
You stare at it until you see the glimpse of the sun coming on the other side.
Then hit the car to beat the traffic, right? That's what I told you to do.
Oh, yeah. Then I'm going to, well, I can't sprint anymore.
But it'd be cool to see what the animals are doing.
I will gimp as fast as I can to the car and try and make it back
sacrifice
in time for the show the next day.
All right.
It's like the Kentucky Derby of solar events.
It is.
Well, it doesn't last long.
No.
No, it's more than that.
It's longer than a Kentucky Derby, right?
You can wear a big hat.
Yeah, you could wear a big hat.
Make your own glasses.
But they're going to be people. You'll look around the path. If you guys are in big crowds, and both of you guys probably will be, you'll look around and people will, okay, and back to their phone.
Yeah.
That's 2 minutes, man. How are you going to get away without looking at your phone in 2 minutes?
Well, maybe there's some things that you should line up that you have done in those 2 minutes or whatever it is, the 2 minutes of totality.
What do you mean line up what?
Line up things to do, whether it is drink a beer, have a shot.
Have sex. Somebody's having sex.
Yes.
You both can't look straight up, though. Well, I guess you could with a certain angle. Maybe you could.
You can make it work.
Yeah.
Isn't that one of those things where if you conceive a child during the eclipse, you've like he's the Antichrist or something?
I think you might be right on that one.
Yeah. And if you're on the bottom, you have to wear the glasses.
Yeah. That's right. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Is one of the options watching the eclipse? Watching the eclipse is one. Okay. But once you look at it and see that it's dark.
Do something while it's happening.
Yeah.
So you're right.
Yes, you do something while it's happening.
Just tug it, Todd, right there.
Yeah, have a drink.
You'll be excited anyway.
Some people like to go places so they can, you know.
Guys with black glasses on just going to town.
Hey,
when
I'm
still. So you can take the black glasses off during the total eclipse. Can you?
Yes.
Okay.
For a split second until the sun starts peeping out, right?
Right, and then you should put them back on.
Yeah, but you don't want to risk that.
I don't think you should waste it masturbating during the lunar eclipse.
No, but I guarantee you.
Save that for the Kentucky
Derby. There will be people who will have their phones pointed at the eclipse the entire time.
Right, and they were saying,
and they can't
put it
down.
It's going to fry a phone.
Actually, I think Todd is actually right. I saw one of those eclipse guys on CBS Sunday Morning, and he said, what you should not do is do something else. You said you should just accept what it is, look at it, and enjoy the moment, and don't bring your phone out and videotape it, because you'll see it everywhere else anyway.
Yeah, tell that to everybody.
Someone else will record
it. There's going to be a zillion other videos of that thing, so you just up and enjoy the look and masturbate.
And I'm I know people that wanted to go, say, to the Painted Desert so they could smoke a joint there. At the Painted Desert, for instance.
Oh, I got that. How about, I guarantee somebody's going to ask somebody to marry them.
Somebody's going to be, sort of thing.
There's going to be a lot of those things. Not now, I'm watching this, Dad.
Shut up, I'm watching the eclipse. Can't you wait 2 minutes?
I'm not going to marry some dumbass that asked me to marry him during the eclipse.
Somebody's going to tell somebody they're pregnant during that.
Oh.
Good or bad. Hopefully it's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to divorce you right there.
Yeah, or it's
say
over.
That.
I divorce thee.
You're allowed to do that during the lunar eclipse, right? I think that's part of it. Even American law.
Maybe special rules that can only happen if you are in the path of totality. During the totality.
Well, that's cool. You're going to go watch it with your son. He's obviously out of school.
Going to make it a father-son event.
Yeah, that's very cool, man.
Yeah, kind of a shared experience. Mm-hmm. Who knows? I might not be around to see the next one.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you mean, who knows?
Does anyone know when that is?
I think we do know, and you won't be.
Yeah. Two years, but somewhere else in the world.
Yeah, it's somewhere else.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just go there.
Okay.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Well, then you will be.
Yeah.
Former Ohio high school teacher, 36-year-old Laura Lynn Cross.
What's she look like?
Nuts.
Not hot?
Freaking nuts.
Good looking hot? Good looking nuts or just nuts?
She's a nice, decent looking woman.
You see crazy eyes?
Crazy.
I gotta
Do you see this, Craig?
I gotta see this. Hang on here.
Oh, yeah. That's the look of love.
Oh, yeah. Crazy eyes.
Crazy.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be ignored.
She has been impregnated by the teenage boy that she was banging in their 3-year sexual affair.
Dudes, wear a condom.
She has now been indicted on 3 counts of the sexual battery. The teen's father says he's been trying to tell people for 3 years now, but no charges have ever been filed. I don't think the father and the mother are still together.
Got it.
She had to resign from her teaching position. She convinced the teen's mother, who reportedly had custody, to allow him to move in with her through a court-approved partial parental custody arrangement. The 36-year-old teacher told the teen's mother she could mentor him and then filled her Facebook with posts of her and the teen.
This is the third chick we put up today on the social media,
officials
right?
filed charges last week after police learned Cross had a child with the teen.
Oh, it's all part of the mentoring process.
Yeah.
All part of the mentoring process for
That's
Laura Lynn
heavy
Cross.
Mentoring.
Yes. It is heavy mentoring.
Is she going to have the baby in prison and his parents are going to have to raise it?
No idea.
One of those situations?
I don't know the rest of the story.
The Turno stuff there. Craig Peters with us, funnybonomaha.com. Tonight through Saturday with Jesse
May Peluso.
Jesse May Peluso, who will be here tomorrow, right? Colleen's
yes.
with us.
Yeah.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.